From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins. This week, Nigel and I were at the Learning and Skills Group Summer Forum in London. And whilst there, Nigel managed to catch up with Donald Clark, who happened to have an Oculus Rift augmented reality headset. So, what's that all about? And what's the impact likely to be on learning? Nigel found out.
I'm talking to Donald Clark at the Learning and Technologies Learning and Skills Group Forum. It's on June 2014. Donald is showing people how Oculus works. That is a completely immersive 3D world that you strap on your head with headphones that takes you into a three-dimensional world. People are bungee jumping, they're going on roller coasters, and they're generally having an amazing time.
Right, if you step forward one step, so that's fine, just so the wire isn't too straight. Just look at the arrow just to get the tracking registered, okay? So we'll get your head sorted, that's good. Now you're in it. Now have a look around, you're inside that world. Have a look around, see the people, right, give them a wave. Hey, cool, that's good, yeah. Turn back.
Take it easy, we'll just walk out on the platform a little bit. Okay, so you're right on the edge looking down now. Are you ready to jump?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Wow.
Donna, why is this important, do you think? Why is this not just a game?
Well, the big breakthrough here, which is why Facebook have got them for $2 billion, is they've sorted the issue of presence. In other words, your brain absolutely feels you're there. And that's a combination of tracking, full vision, pixel persistence, screen refresh rate. You've got to get about 7 or 8 things right, and they've cracked that technically. So they have all these psychologists in there. These are experts in perception. You've got technical people working with them in this massively talented team. They raised 2.4 million, I think it was, a Kickstarter. And they had to tick off all these perceptual problems. And they're really tricky problems to solve because the brain's a bit of a sort of guessing engine. So it's not about just getting perfect resolution, perfect screen refresh. It's about understanding how human perception works and going with it. And sometimes it's a bit... perception sort of guesses and takes shortcuts. So it's all about expertise in brain and perception as well as the technical solutions to that. And they have cracked it. That's why Zuckerberg has paid the $2 billion. But, of course, what Zuckerberg and others have as vision here, because this is the potential to change the games industry, the entertainment industry, the learning industry, the arts. There's hardly anything. It's the only limitation is your imagination and what you can do is like. And what you've seen the reaction here today, people are absolutely, it is a life-changing thing when you try this out. Your consciousness has never experienced this before. Being so full, no matter how many times you've been to the cinema, you'll never get that. And that's just a cheap couple of $100. So, you know, once millions of these are out there, then talented people will, of course, come up with brilliant applications. And I dearly hope that will happen, the learning thing, because... I think we have to get away from the science. You know, if we're going to crack this thing, we always need teachers, you know, and that teacher worship thing. I know teachers are okay, but they're expensive. It's not that teachers are bad, but just damn expensive. And if we're going to get high-end, cheap training, especially in vocational skills, you've got to do what the flight simulator people do. You've got to build simulators. And why a flight simulator? The interesting question is, why do we have just a flight simulator? And there is a good reason for that, and that is that the pilot goes down with the plane. They know what learning's about, because if they don't learn, they're in trouble and they don't want to put their lives at risk. Now, most trainers, doesn't matter how bad your course is, the trainees are off, there's no comeback. Even in medicine and medical school, there's no comeback. But if we took learning as seriously as the airline industry, we'd have a brilliant cascade of competence into the market. I think that's what this does.
And this is what it is, really. It's the simulator for the rest of us.
I think it is. It's the flight simulator for skills. This first-person thinking idea, you know. I'm not a fan of all technology. There's some technology I don't like at all. This, try it once, you've got it.
Donald, thank you. Yeah, I'll be in the queue. Don't worry. I'll be in the queue. Thank you.
From scratch. From scratch.